Good morning. It is a Thursday morning. That means Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com, joins us. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
Well, another wonderful story you bring to us. This time, it's a controversy that's been developing around, what, a fictional detective named Philo Vance?
Yes, sir. I've noticed the house at 31 River Street in Oneonta driving by many times over the years. It's a big Victorian with a cupola. But now it's in the news. The Salvation Army next door has bought the place and plans to tear it down for a parking lot and an expansion. And the Greater Oneonta Historical Society plans to try to stop it. The reason is Willard Huntington Wright, who turned into one of the most popular American mystery writers of the early 20th century. It seems he lived in the house with a couple of maiden aunts for quite a while and may have written his first novel inside 31 River Street. That novel, A Man of Promise, was in the style of Theodore Dreiser, and that got him a job on H.L. Mencken's Smart Set magazine. Apparently he got into cocaine, had a nervous breakdown, or both, got fired from the magazine, and ended up recuperating at 31 River. His doctor told him, read mystery novels to relax. He did, and thought, I can do better. He adopted the pseudonym S.S. Van Dyne, and created a detective named Philo Vance, who for a while was among the most famous fictional detectives in the United States. Hollywood picked up on the novels, 12 in all between 1926 and 1939. The Pinson murder case, the Canary murder case, the Kennel murder case, even the Gracie Allen murder case. The last one actually became a movie that starred Gracie Allen herself. Many other famous stars of the day were in Philo Vance movies. Basil Rathbone, William Powell, Mary Astor. And we ran a photo in this week of Van Dyne himself and Gene Arthur, who also starred, as you may remember, with Jimmy Stewart in Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. Philo Vance was an updated Sherlock Holmes, a genre called puzzle mysteries. An aristocratic detective assesses the clues and solves the mystery, but doesn't get his hands dirty. Libby Cudmore, our managing editor, got in touch with Michael Sharp, one of her professors at Binghamton University, who specializes in crime fiction. Of course, he knew all about Philo Vance. He said Dashiell Hammett's Sam Spade and Raymond Chandler's Philip Marlowe, who actually went out to murder scenes, threw punches, and mixed with cops and criminals, put an end to detectives, highbrow detectives like Philo Vance. By then, though, Willard Wright was a very wealthy man. Still, it seems he never beat his bad habits. He had become a heavy drinker and died at age 51 in 1939. I think I know quite a bit about Oneonta history, but I'd never heard of S.S. Van Dyne or Philo Vance. I don't know if the local historians will block the Salvation Army's project, but this has been a lot of fun.
Who knew? Jim Kevlin knew. He's the editor and
he knows now.
He's the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com. Jim, thanks. We'll, of course, talk to you next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you, David.